Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 20th of July, 2026. Oh, such a lovely summer right now. We are talking today about how the best leaders are not the ones with the answers. They're the ones who ask the right questions. So the common curse of the business owner, and especially if you have an office with staff in your office, is that people are coming to you all of the time with questions. So I haven't had an office for 10 years. I sold my last business in 2016. It was a marketing agency that worked with veterinarians and dentists and optometrists. And it's funny, it was the complete opposite of what I have now. So when I sold it in 2016, I sat down and made a list of all the things I hated about that business. And top of that list was 22-year-old staff in an office. And that's because it just created a burden of cost and a burden of things to do, which I just didn't appreciate. I didn't really want to do it. And the issues I had in my office was I would go in and people would just come up to me and say things like, Paul, there's no milk in the fridge, or the kettle's broken, or this client's on the phone, where should I put them through to? Or this client's complaining about this. And even though it was actually quite a highly systemized business and I had very competent people running it and very competent people working in it, the second you as the boss walk in, people feel the need to ask you questions. And partly it's because you do have the answers. And partly it's because actually they just feel as though it's easier to ask you the question, or maybe even it shows that they are working, right? If they ask you a question about something, it shows that they're busy, hard at work. So I don't have an office now. We're completely remote. I have around about 14, 15 people in 4 different countries around the world, and I am very rarely the person that they ask a question of. They're much more likely to go and ask my colleague Amy, who pretty much runs the business for me. She's our operations manager. And partly that's because I don't answer the questions. If it's a genuine question I've never heard before, I'll ask it. But if it's what I call a dumb question, and my team don't ask me dumb questions, then I don't answer it because I'm training my team not to ask me questions. Isn't that awful that I've just admitted that? I hope my team isn't listening to this. Anyway, but I think one of the ways for you, if you're burdened down by this, one of the ways for you to get out of this is not by just dodging the questions, but actually answering their questions with a question of your own. So for example, if someone says to you, we haven't got any milk, which I know happens in every office, then the worst thing you can do is say, go and buy some more, right? Or go and get some petty cash and go and buy some more. That's the worst thing you can say. The best thing you can say is, what do you think you should do? Or someone comes to you and says, so-and-so client's on the phone and blah, doesn't matter what the question is, right? Blah, question. The worst thing you can do is give them the answer. The best thing you can do is ask a question, which is, what do you think you should do? In fact, that or a variant of it, because you shouldn't ask the same question back in exactly the same way each time. But asking variations of that question, what do you think you should do? What do you think you should do? What do you think the answer is? What do you think is the best thing to do? That is the right question to always ask. Because when someone, a member of your team, asks you a question, as I say, they're sometimes asking just because you're there. Sometimes it's because they're trying to prove that they work. Sometimes they just haven't thought. And don't you often think, but they know the answer to this. They know it. Why are they asking me this question? They know what the answer is. And they're asking for all of those reasons. So what you do is you give them permission to explore and answer their own question. What do you think the answer is to this? And you just give them space. Go quiet, let them work it through. Let them ask you follow-up questions and keep throwing it back at them. Now, this is painful when you start doing it. I promise it is. But the more you do it, the more your team, in fact, it almost becomes a joke amongst them that don't ask Paul, he doesn't answer questions, right? He just asks questions back. And they get to a point where they realize that they've got the answer. Maybe it's a confidence thing, you know? But I do know that throwing the question back at them, what do you think is the answer to that? It's what the best leaders do. And I'm not claiming myself as a best leader here, but I'm claiming myself as someone who is not burdened every day by 14 other humans asking questions that, frankly, they could answer themselves. And if that's, you know, not a place where you're at right now in your MSP, then that's certainly somewhere that you want to get to. What do you think the answer is? So Just one more thing before we finish today. Tomorrow is our Tactical Tuesday. It's a live group discussion call. I love these calls. My favorite thing to do every Tuesday. It's the same time every week. Tomorrow, our subject is build relationships on LinkedIn in 20 minutes a day. So it's a discussion rather than a presentation. You'll see details in the portal. Go into your portal, whether you're a B2B member or a co-managed IT member, and just look in the navigation. You'll see Tactical Tuesdays. That tells you what all the subjects are for the next 6 weeks, and it tells you how you can join us on the next live group discussion. It'll be great to see you on that call tomorrow. And I'll see you here next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.